What it is. It is episode 36, Relationships, from the Roarcast podcast, coming at you from Lindenwood University and first year programs. It's Justin here with
Lauren.
Once again, like I said, episode 35, we are in week
36.
35. Oh, geez. 36. I just said it.
I know.
It's week 8.
That's why. It's midterms.
It's week 8.
It's finals.
Midterms. Just came off of family day. That was a crazy day on campus.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Whew, I'm sore. I moved like 1,000 tables and chairs. I've never seen muscle, right? I'm going to be swole.
You're going to be swole.
Yeah. I've never seen campus so busy.
I know. It was insanity.
There was family day.
Uh-huh.
There was
Future Lions Day.
There was a baseball game. Mm-hmm. There was a softball game.
Uh-huh.
There was tailgating for football.
Uh-huh.
Then there was the football game.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time.
Oh, I bet.
And they won.
They won?
Yeah.
Look at them go.
I know, right? So, good times on campus. Got to meet lots of family members. Got to see lots of my freshmen, lots of my current students. It was a good time. But, man, it was exhausting.
I bet.
Whew. But, yeah, so like we said, it's week 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's October.
It is October.
You know what that means?
It's breakup season.
It's breakup month. Yep. So any of those platonic relationships, romantic relationships, start to fizzle out about this time of year. We see it every single year, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's when students have started to discover new interests in individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their relationships back home have changed.
Fizzled out.
And, you know, they've started to find new friend groups, new romantic partners. And in some regards, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all about how they handle it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about how they work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the biggest thing is to make sure that they understand that they don't need to feel lonely if that happens to them. Because they could be on the receiving end of the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it happens both ways. But we do. We see it a lot in the month of October. What have you observed as a student, Lauren?
Yeah, no, as a student, I have seen multiple of my friends and, family members who are going through college. Like my cousin is, 19. And so she had a lot of friends in high school. And when she, you know, moved to college, she struggled with trying to keep up with her friends from Colorado, 'cause she moved to Montana. And like, that was really hard for her to like transition, but she was able to find a really good group of friends in Montana and now has a great relationship with them. And so it's just a reality of life is you move on and you have different relationships. Like now I am more close to my friends in college than I am to my friends in high school. And that's just a reality of life changing. Just like when I graduate, there's going to be a reality of the people that I'm friends with now, we're not going to be together because we're not going to be on campus. I might be moving out of state. They might be moving out of state. They might be moving out of the country. Like it's just change is inevitable. And so accepting that and saying, okay, how do I create a home in my new place is so important. And figuring out how to make sure you are comfortable and happy in the place that you are at right now.
Yo, if these mics weren't on a stand, I would say mic drop right now, but you can't do that. But yeah, I mean, that's well spoken. That is truth right there. You know, and the other thing is too that you're supposed to evolve and
mm-hmm.
with evolution comes change. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's change in who we are. Sometimes that's change in who we are with and around.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I know a lot of students struggle with at this moment in time too is getting through, if you're living on campus, getting through those roommate issues, right?
Yes.
Now they're really starting to, I guess, erupt because you've been patient, you've given it some time, and now you're like, I just can't take it anymore.
Yes.
Especially with the weather changing. Now here the thermostat issues are going to come into play.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Too hot, too cold. It's simple, but it causes a big rift in those types of relationships. I mean, you can talk from your perspective because you've lived on campus for your entire time.
All my life of here.
Yeah, and I can tell you about my experience when I was in college because I lived on, so I went to community college for 2 years and transferred. I was a transfer student and I transferred into a dorm life, living with two other guys, and then I lived in an apartment. But let's talk about you first.
Okay.
And let's go into your experience from that perspective. We can also talk more about the romantic side and how that hasn't worked out in some cases. I'll tell you some of my stories back in the day.
Yeah, I don't have any romantic relationship breakups from high school to college.
Like, yeah.
I was a single Pringle when I entered college.
Mine was from college to college.
So oh, really?
When I transferred. Yeah. But we'll get there in a second.
Okay.
It's called anticipation.
Anticipation.
Yeah. I'm leaving a cliffhanger. So okay. I'm enticing them to stay tuned. Mm, it's coming up. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
So yeah, let's talk about living on campus.
Okay.
Let's talk about how those relationships have been and how that worked out for you. And I'll tell you my story too in just a second.
All right. So here's what happened. So my freshman year was COVID year. Okay.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was horrible. I highly don't suggest it. If there's ever a pandemic ever to happen again, I would suggest taking a year off for college. Just let that pandemic end and then go back to college.
Or everything should just be virtual.
Yeah.
And just not have people move on to campus during that time.
It was a terrible idea. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea.
I remember that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
glad that's over.
Me and my roommate, we were in the same major.
Okay.
Which is not a problem, except our program is incredibly small. So we had class together. We lived together. We had rehearsal together. It was a terrible idea.
Okay. You had no time away from each other.
We had no time away from each other.
Got it.
On top of that, I am an early riser. And my roommate would play video games until 5 a.m. in the morning. And not just like, oh, like, let me play Mario Kart. No, no, no. Violent video games where she would yell at the computer and stream to her friends. Like, at one point, I was getting out of the shower in a towel, walked to my bed, found out she was streaming live on the internet. So a bunch of random people saw me in a towel walking from my bathroom to my room.
Hey, at least you had the towel, right? Because it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
But still. Embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so I eventually was like, hey, roommate, I can't do this anymore. Like, you are playing video games too loudly. And then she was like, okay, Lauren, you're not being accommodating to my needs. So she's like, I'm going to leave. And I was like, okay. Now, this happened in the span of a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had my freshman year a roommate for a week, and then she was gone. Sophomore year, I had a room to myself in Sibley. It was fantastic. So I didn't have a roommate. Then my junior year, I had two roommates. Now, both of those roommates are lovely individuals. I love them with all my heart. And our only big problem that we ever had was the thermostat. Okay.
See, told you. A thermostat, man.
Now, I had the biggest room in the house, right? And they both had partners. And their rooms were smaller than theirs, than mine. So I had all this big room. I had a bed to myself, and both of these people had smaller beds in a smaller room with two people in them. And so they were very, very hot all the time. And I was the opposite. I was freezing all the time in my room. So our compromise was we set this thermostat to 68, which is freezing in my brain, and I put my heater to 78. I bought a space heater, and it was the best thing for me. Because I was able to accept the fact that, I mean, I did cry. I will point that out. I was very upset. Justin was there when I found out they wanted the thermostat to be 68, and I did cry. And then I was like,
I can confirm that did happen.
Yes. And I had to be like, I had to look at my life and say, am I really going to cry over the fact that they want the thermostat to be 68? So I bought a $75 heater, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to handle it myself and be an adult.
Now, you're living in a house.
I am living in a house.
So you're allowed to have that.
Yes.
Right? Those of you that live in dorms cannot have those.
Really?
Yeah. Can't have a space heater.
Oh.
So that's a fire hazard.
Okay. So then for those of you living in a dorm, my biggest suggestion, get blankets, get sweatshirts if you are the cold person. Because here's the thing. You can always add more layers. You cannot take away layers.
Truth.
So if your roommate is overheating, it is better to accommodate their needs than to accommodate the cold person's needs, or meet in the middle. So if someone wants it to be 72 and someone wants to be 68, agree to 70. So then everyone's being able to meet in the middle. But roommates, I mean, I grew up as an only child, okay? I didn't have a roommate. My roommate was my mother, and we had separate bedrooms.
That's precious.
I have never had to live with a single person in my entire life besides my mother. And so going to college with a roommate in a Jack and Jill suite was rough for me. But the good news is I only had to deal with it for a week. So.
But you learned a lot from that experience, right?
Because,
I mean, being an only child, living with mom, mm-hmm. you know, kind of most of the time probably got what you wanted or needed.
Yeah.
And then having to come to college and make that adjustment to having another person living in extremely close proximity with you.
Yeah.
Is a game changer.
Oh, yeah. Right? Absolutely.
But it teaches you mm-hmm. compromise. It teaches you communication. Mm-hmm. In some way, it teaches you that self-advocacy to stand up for yourself if you aren't 100% happy with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I know. And now that I'm about to graduate, I'm talking to two of my friends, and we might be living in together.
That's amazing.
So, like, you know, from going from not living with anyone besides my mom to now potentially living with two guys, it's a crazy thing.
It's definitely the most financially
responsible.
Yeah, responsible way to do it, because mm-hmm. you can split that rent cost and utility cost for sure. But it's making those compromises happen, because those relationships can get squirrely based off of small things. I mean, I've seen relationship issues with roommates based off of dirty dishes. Based off of
dirty rooms,
dirty rooms. Let me tell you about my experience, right?
Yeah. Tell me about yours.
So spending my first 2 years of college at a community college, I obviously lived at home with my parents,
obviously,
but, had an older sister. So I'm not an only child. I'm kind of used to living in a household of, you know, four of us at one time in a house.
Gross.
After leaving community college and then going to four-year university and getting put into a triple with two other guys, that we all three were complete opposites, was insane. One guy stayed up all hours of the night, and he just loved the party. I was a D1 athlete, so I had to be up at practice by 6 a.m. almost every single day. And the other guy, all he did was go to class, work out, come back, and play Pearl Jam nonstop.
Gross.
And I liked Pearl Jam until then. now it gives me nightmares. But it was just, you know, I just remember getting into trouble because those two guys decided they want to drink in the room. I don't drink alcohol, but I'm guilty by association. So then I had to go through the whole, you know, judicial That's process because
really funny.
I didn't turn them in. So I got in trouble because I knew they were doing it and I didn't turn them in, you know, all that situation. So
that's a lose-lose situation, right?
It's
there.
A lose-lose situation. I learned a lot. I learned exactly what I wanted to do and not to do. Next year, the next couple years, I was in an apartment by myself. And I loved it. I got up when I wanted to. I went to bed when I wanted to. But I was never alone, right? I always had friends around. I always went to other people's places. But I was able to come back. And I'm the type of person, though, and you have to know the type of person you are, if whether or not you will be able to survive in that environment or if you can find an environment around you in which you can recharge. Because I'm the type of person that I'm okay social for a while. And then I need to go back to my fortress of solitude.
Yeah.
I need to be alone. Recharge for a hot minute, and then I can get back out there and be social again. And I like to be social, mm-hmm. but I also like my quiet time, and I like my me time.
Well, and speaking of that, what is your best advice? Because I'm the opposite. I go out, I hang out with friends, and I'm like, okay, when's the next thing? Like, yesterday, I had lunch with Alexia and Liz, okay? And then they left, and I was like, oh, I got to do some homework. And then I hung out with Josiah, Sarah, and Amber, again, that same night.
Yeah.
And so, like, I love humans. Humans are my favorite people. But for those of you who need to recharge, and if you're living in a Jack and Jill suite, how do you recharge when there's another human there? And how do you say, hey, human, I know that you like to talk, but I need time to just recharge and just be by myself.
Yeah. Humans are my favorite people. Write that down. But I think, you know, a really great way to find solitude is, one, take a walk. Put some earbuds in, you know, play your music, whatever you need to, and take a walk. You don't have to walk vigorously, you know, just take a walk, get away. To me, I always feel like nature is such a great recharger. If you can get back to nature, whether that's walk in to a park, walk in a yard somewhere, just get away from the surroundings you're in, can do a whole lot for you. And whether that's a 10-minute walk, a half-an-hour walk, a two-hour walk, just get away from it. And I think changing your environment is important too, right? The difficult thing about being on a college campus is that college campuses are really, really busy.
24/7.
There's stuff happening all the time, and there's people everywhere. But there are those nooks and crannies on campus that you can find a little peace and quiet. You just got to find where those nooks and crannies are.
Do you want to know where my nook and cranny is?
Yeah, but then is everybody going to go there and you're going to lose it?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay.
This was my old nook and cranny. Got now it. I found somewhere else. So I love walks. Favorite thing ever. And I will go on walks for like 2 hours and just like have a grand old time. And I would put on podcasts, specifically Dax Shepherd's podcast. Favorite podcast. It's on Spotify. I highly suggest it.
Or you're listening to the Roarcast podcast.
Yep. Or that one. And so I would go. So Oldside, there's a bunch of houses right next to Oldside.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're talking.
Yep. Okay. I would go at like 8 o'clock because 8 o'clock is when it's getting dark and it's when no one is out. And you can walk just back and forth around the neighborhoods. Best thing ever. It's not creepy. It's safe. There is dogs everywhere. So like if anyone tried to attack you, you got dogs. And like it is a safe place to be. And I would highly suggest it. If you need a chance to walk around and take a break, Oldside houses that aren't Lindenwood houses. Lindenwood houses, not a good place to walk. There are people there all the time. But houses across the street from Oldside campus is the best place to walk at 8 o'clock at night.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I mean, if you're worried about your safety, drop your pin to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them where you're going. Tell them where you're at.
Alexia can track me.
Hey, I'm going on a walk.
Jess can track me.
I'm heading this area. So they know what's up. You know, safety first is always a good thing. But
oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, relationships are difficult, whether mm-hmm. it's with roommates, whether it's with friends. Maybe you're still trying to find that friend group, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you'll find that mix. Part of it is, are you being vulnerable enough? Now, that's difficult to comprehend because some people are really guarded, right? And they don't want to let that guard down. They don't want to get hurt. Maybe they've been hurt before in the past, but true relationships are built from vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with just allowing yourself to say hi, to get into conversation, to ask people if they want to go do something, with the understanding, friends, that you may get rejected.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Not everybody's going to be like, yeah, let's go. Some people will be like, nah, not today. And you just kind of have to work through that rejection and keep asking. You're eventually going to find a click. You're eventually going to find people that mesh with your ideas and that mesh with your attitude. And I think it's just, again, a matter of also getting yourself involved. Relationships take work.
Yeah.
And Lauren and I talk about this all the time, but we live in a world of instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
You can Google something and get an answer in less than 5 seconds, mm-hmm. right? But the reality of life is things take time.
Mm-hmm.
The real answers to the deep questions, why this relationship's working and why it's not, takes some time. And I'm a true believer in every interaction we have is designed specifically for us to learn something. The thing is, we may not learn that lesson instantaneously. It may be a day from now. It may be 2 weeks from now. It may be 2 years from now, maybe 20 years from now. And you'll be like sitting around one day and you'll be like, oh, snap. That's why that relationship happened the way it did. It brought me to this point so I can learn how to navigate through what's happening to me right now, right? So whether you're going through a difficult, you know, platonic relationship, a friendship that's breaking, or you're going through a romantic relationship that's not working, you know, it's okay. And the month of October scientifically has been proven to be that breakup month, transitional month, that students seem to start making new decisions about their life and the people that they hang around with.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's completely natural. And maybe you're delayed in that too, right? Maybe everything's going great. It's inevitable that during your collegiate career, your relationships are going to change. Mm-hmm. And you said something at the very beginning of this broadcast that was really interesting. You're like, I know these people that I'm hanging with right now may not be people that I'm going to hang with after college. And I can tell you that you're right on with that.
I know.
There's a small group of individuals that I've stayed connected with. There's individuals in which images I remember in my head and moments I remember in my head, but I can't tell you their name. There are feelings that I can recall having, but can't tell you the specific situations. Yeah. And that's, I guess, owed to life in college, right? That's kind of how it goes. And the thing is, enjoy this moment while you can. Mm-hmm. Enjoy these times. Enjoy all the relationships that you are able to forge and that you are able to build, because change is constant and it's inevitable. And I know you hate change, Lauren. And I know
I'm getting better.
You are getting so much better. And I will tell you, friends, she is getting 1,000 times better than what she once was when she first started working for first year programs, because it's been under constant change. I mean, and that's just higher education, and that's just the world in general. But yeah.
The biggest thing that's consistent is that change is always happening.
Snaps, right? Another mic drop, but we can't. But if you're feeling lonely, we got to talk about the resources that are available, right? What if in moments that you felt lonely, in moments that you felt like relationships haven't been working out, what have you turned to, Lauren, as far as the best resources, the best outlets for help?
My biggest resource has actually been work, because work has allowed me to like constantly hang out with people and new people, especially like one of my friends, Caden. He came into the SAS office and he was like, hey, I need a tutor. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like here's Luther was the tutor at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And Luther and Caden, like it became friends. And then me and Caden came friends. And like every time I see that man, he's like, give me a hug. Like I haven't seen you in forever. And he's just like a nice person. And that came from going to work. And other than that, like I reach out to people like over the summer, my friends, they'll admit it. They are terrible at keeping in touch with people. Mm-hmm. So I had to be the one to be like, hey, are you alive? Hey, this is something funny that happened at work. And just like I share Instagram, like even with my roommates from last year, I'll send them Instagram stories and be like, he made me think of you. And it connects us and being like, oh yeah, like we're still friends and we still hang out with each other. Just because we're not living together doesn't mean that we're not having a good relationship.
And I think that's one thing that's viable to know too, is technology is amazing.
Technology is my favorite thing.
And technology, and I'm going to date myself, back in the day, we didn't have the technology like you have now where you can pick up a phone and you can video chat with somebody.
Okay, right? Boomer.
I know. But how cool is it that you really have everybody at your fingertips right now?
I know.
And, you know, but I think even deeper than the fact that you have technology to be able to use to do that, it's okay if time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's okay if time elapses and you haven't reached out. Mm-hmm. It's not that people don't care. It's life's busy.
Yeah.
Right? So don't let time be the thing that severs your relationship. If you care about somebody and you want to know how things are going on in their life, reach out. Touch base. Yeah, some of them will not return your call and that answers some questions, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, but just because they may stop being your friend doesn't mean you have to stop being theirs. And I think that's an important thing to think about, right? It's about making a difference. It's about maintaining and building those relationships along the way as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the other thing is, too, we talked about roommate issues. You all have RAs out there. Talk to your RAs. There are roommate agreements that can be made out to set some standards and set some agreements that you can have as far as like the thermostat's concerned and those types of things. And you can work that out between you and your roommate, you and your suite mates, those types of things. Talk to counseling, right? We talk about this a lot on the show, but the SERC, Student Counseling and Resource Center, available for you, free. There's You Will, which is open 24 hours a day. So if you're feeling lonely, you just had a big blowout argument with one of your friends or roommates or significant others, and you need to talk to somebody immediately, check out You Will and get in contact with somebody who's a professional counselor 24/7. So, and talk to people. Mm-hmm. Talk to your friends, build new relationships, do new things, try things that scare you. And know that relationships will come and go, right? And like the leaves in the fall, right? Things change. Relationships change. And that's probably why October is breakup month, because this is when we also start to see the leaves change. We start to see nature change, right? Mm-hmm. And the season starts to shift. Yep. But you're not alone.
No.
Know that everybody's going through some type of change, and everybody's going through, and everybody has gone through different relationships in their lifetime. It just happens to be this is the time of year where it starts to culminate as far as being a college student's concerned. Mm-hmm. Talk to your family, talk to your friends about it.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you don't have to face it alone, and you'll get through it, and new relationships will blossom from it. Trust me. You'll become bigger, better, and stronger after it's all over. Mm-hmm. So. Any other thoughts and final thoughts while we wrap up the show today, Lauren?
When it comes to relationships, I had a very interesting friendship relationship with friendship. When I was little, I used to have friends who were very mean to me, and that trend continued pretty much until high school. And so I was very hesitant to make friends. So my freshman year, I didn't have any friends, really. I mean, it was COVID year, so there wasn't a lot of opportunities to make friends. But then as soon as I decided, you know what, my past relationships don't define what my future relationships can be, I started making friends. And now, you know, I'm hanging out with people pretty much every single day. I have roommates who are fantastic and who love hanging out with me. Like one day, I was really hungry during rehearsal and I had to be there until 10 o'clock. And one of my friends brought me a sandwich. He was like, "Hey, you're hungry? I'll walk to Evan's and get you a sandwich." Like, it's the reality of being vulnerable and being open to friendships. There's lots of new opportunities.
And I think that's, a really important lesson in any relationship that you're in. You learn how to love, you learn how to be loved, you learn how you want to love and how you also shouldn't love sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they're good relationships, bad relationships, every relationship, every interaction is a lesson to be learned. And we're ever evolving, we're ever changing. And friends, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to make relationship mistakes. We're going to say the wrong things at certain times. But it's also about a little bit of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it's about forgiving them, but it's also about forgiving ourselves in those matters of time, right? Relationships are important. Human beings are favorite people, right? Mm-hmm. are social butterflies by nature, right? By genetics. We need others in our lives. So if you're traveling the world alone right now, reach out for a friend. If you need a friend, come find us. First Year Program is located on the second floor of the LARC. Come to the second floor, right smack dab in the middle. Friends, the door's open. It's open for you. Come on in. We're here for you. So if you need anything, let us know. But no, the relationships you're in now could change. The relationships that you have ahead of you are going to be awesome and could change. And that's okay. Welcome to the month of October. Welcome to week 8. And it's all going to be good from here. Trust me. So awesome. Well, friends, again, check out everything that's happening on campus. Check out Insta. Check out the website. There's lots of cool stuff always going down here at Lindenwood University. If you need anything, come find us. But y'all take care. And one big growl for the end today.
Roar.
Roar. Yeah. This has been the Roarcast podcast again with Justin and
Lauren
coming at you from Lindenwood University. We love you, friends. We'll see you next time for episode 37, yet to be determined.